Friday, August 24th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Real master salesmanship doesn't come around all that often. Candidate Trump sold himself to rural America, and I have not noted, despite all that has happened, a great deal of buyer's remorse yet. The last time that I remember farmers buying into something like this was when the blue harvester silos went up around the country in the 1970s and 80s. They were expensive, low capacity, and high cost maintenance. And most farmers that bought them bought two because they had to buy the second one to show the neighbors that the first one was not a mistake. I don't know that that was the reason why, but my dad did buy two of them. Like most of the rest of them, they are now monuments to posterity sitting unused. I was young, but I remember being impressed by the harvester salesman. I concluded that given his sales skill, he could sell a 20x60 silo to a guy with two horses and make him think that he had a heck of a deal and maybe he needed another one. I inherited them, and they are a great annoyance to me. Converting them to grain storage and doing it right is too expensive. They are not made as grain bins, as the sheets overlap in the wrong way. Most are not large enough, and the tall ones are hard to fill. The per bushel cost conversion analysis that I got favored it being cheaper to just build a grain bin and let the harvester set. I think that Trump is a harvester salesman, that he is going to be very expensive, hard to work with, and his product will not stand the test of time. 40 years from now, the next generation of farmers will be wondering what in the world Dad had been thinking to buy into this harvester salesman in the White House. The ledger that is becoming more lopsided is that Trump is going to cost the ag sector more losses, billions and billions of dollars, than any other president has ever done, that his deregulation savings could never come close to offsetting. Trump has kept or tried to keep many of his political promises, like the ones on tariffs and immigration that hurt the ag sector. It is rather ironic that the one he made to support biofuel has not been kept, and we are worse off with the renewable fuel standard since he has become president. His promise to support the RFS was not kept, and Pruitt was his lieutenant, now replaced by Wheeler. It was still on his watch, and his administration has undermined it. It is truth that many ag interests go to great lengths to avoid saying so in public. As to trade talks with China, they think that they have China hurting, causing them real economic pain, so they will go through with new tariffs planning to kick them while they are down. I am skeptical that they have China on the ropes, noting how they have a strong tendency to see things as they want them to be rather than how they are. Reuters says that 25% tariffs on another $16 billion in goods were exchanged by the United States and China on Thursday. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Price later contracts expire at the end of this month, and the corn market dipped to steal that corn that farmers let go then the last 2 years. I thought maybe farmers had learned from the mistake, but the market is testing that assumption. There is bad news and good news and more bad news. The bad news is that net farm income will be scarce if commodity prices remain depressed, so tax liabilities should be reduced. That is Trump's biggest tax cut to farmers. The good news is that the IRS released its guidance of Section 199A, and there is a 20% deduction in pass-through income up to a threshold of $315,000 for joint filing for businesses. That would have been a whole lot more useful to farmers a few years ago. The bad news is that cash rent income doesn't qualify. More bad news is that dairy farmers who sell cows will not have that income qualify, which seems punitive. A 20% pass-through deduction is in the tax law through 2025, and will only cost the U.S. Treasury $415 billion in lost revenue. Nobody seems to care about racking up more federal debt anymore as long as it's the result from tax cuts. The tax cut for regular people is going to get eaten up by tariffs and inflation. The 1%, however, get to finance that surging federal debt and get paid interest. They get a tax cut and get paid interest from the government to borrow from them. There is equity and there is debt. They used to run the federal government off of tax equity, and now they are changing to run it off of debt. It is absolutely astounding that they call Trump a populist. We have never had a more unpopulist president, and the general public has so little knowledge as to how this worked, they have no clue how badly they are about to get royally screwed. Correction, how badly their kids will be royally screwed. Not the 1%'s kids, though. They'll be just fine. They'll get to spend the interest checks they get from the Treasury. I forgot, the Treasury will have to borrow the interest from them, too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.